Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. I hope everybody can hear me okay. Welcome back to another week of Health Talk. This is Donald, and I hope that everybody's had a productive week so far. I hope everything is going well for everyone. I hope you're living your dream and having fun doing it. I am enjoying this healthy body transformation that I'm going through. And it's not just a physical healthy body transformation, but it's also mental. It's also spiritual. And this this healthy body transformation is one that I'm really working steadfast on. Today is the 15th, so this is the 45th day that I've been on this mission, on this journey, and it's been rewarding. I can see the difference. I can see the results, but mentally and physically, I feel different. Of course, you still go through day-to-day life and the stresses of day-to-day life and all the things that happen as we are trying to make our way through the journey of life, but, you know, really staying focused on me and the things that are important. And I think a lot of times, you know, we get caught up in a lot of the things that, as it turns out, aren't really necessarily that important. And we could have used that energy or that time better serving ourselves. And, you know, reading the book and studying the book, I post about it sometimes as I come across a chapter, you know, that I feel that, you know, I want to share or that people can understand. And I think that book is really done a lot for me and has opened up a lot of different thoughts that you have, but you don't really know the reason why, you don't really know the validity behind those thoughts. So it's called Wake Up to the Joy of You, and I'll continue to share from that book just because I feel like it's a lot of impactful information, but the chapters are really short, but they leave so much, and it's enough information to and enough substance to let you know that, you know, it touches you, but it also leads you to think, and it gives you different steps and meditations and activities and different things that you can do to really take what you've read and put it into use in life. And so that's been a great add to my journey, as well as just the working out just about every day. And you know, that's been huge. And you know, being able to see the results, being able to feel different, you know, and just increases your level of confidence. You know, it helps with clarity of your mind. I mean, you know, working out and moving around, there's a lot of things for you that a lot of times you don't necessarily pay attention to until you start doing it every day and you get past the day-to-day grind of just, oh, I got to go work out, to the point to where your body says, you know what, man, we really need to go work out. We really need to do what we need to do. And that's the point that, you know, I'm at now, where if you feel like you want to miss a day, you feel like you have to do something. And that's the great part about what we've been given, in the sense of the mind. The mind will do whatever it is you want it to do once you put an action in. And, you know, it used to be, especially with procrastination, you know, and I still procrastinate a lot more than I would like to, but I know that I've seen the progress in getting better, because once you start something and you do it long enough, your mind will actually want you to do it and want you to continue to do it. And that's with anything, whether it be good, whether it be bad. You know, we want to focus on the good, but the mind is amazing. You step into something and you start doing it consistently. And that's why that term that says you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And that's a real good term or quote, because that's the truth. You know, just to start out, everything is hard. The workout is hard. You can't do so many push-ups. You can't do so many sit-ups. You're sweating like crazy. You don't feel like nothing's happening. And then the more you continue to do it, the better off you are. And Ms. Johnson joined us, and I've been seeing you on your Healthy Body Transformation, and it's been wonderful. Congratulations to you and you know, the weight you've lost and the things you're doing and the people you're taking with you. I saw a picture you posted in the gym the other day, and you had one of your workout partners with you. And it's just been great to see so many people, especially people that I've grown up with, people that I know, people that have joined longevity, just in general, that are really, you know, it's like, I hope it's not a trend of people just really taking their health seriously. You know, people who I've seen and grew up with that were always heavy, even including myself. I think I stayed away from it enough because I played football and basketball, and so I had to, you know, keep myself in shape enough to be able to compete at a high level. But, you know, just to see so many people that, you know, overweight or just unhealthy and now they're getting healthy. And so I really hope that this is not a trend but a lifestyle, a cycle in life for all of us, that you get to a point in age where, you know, people talk about how when you turn 40, you know, your body's supposed to break down and all these things are supposed to happen to you. And I feel like a lot of us are fighting that demon head on. You know, I look at what Marty's doing, Martez Sellers is doing, my homeboy up at Train Sense Fitness and getting so many of his family and friends up there and working out. He's posting people's transformations every day. And, you know, it's just a good feeling, especially for me. You know, I've been in this health game for a while and been talking about health for a while. And finally, you know, it's where people are having their own way. And that's the great thing about it. You know, I can talk about it. Somebody else can talk about it. But until you get to where you're directly affected by it and you say, you know what, enough is enough, it don't really mean that much. But also we need to make sure that there are resources out there and things out there so that, you know, we know the difference. We know the truth. We can ask the right questions. We can rationalize instead of just being left to chance and hope that it works out. And so, you know, having good professionals and people who know what they're doing is a big deal. But, again, we got to do the work on our own. So, you know, that's one of the things that I'm really enjoying about this transformation as well. And, you know, and going through this transformation, you know, I realized that is there a difference? It kind of brings me to my topic today, but is there a difference in being in shape and just in shape, in good shape, and being healthy? Is it the same thing? Is it a difference? And I started to really look at that from a holistic aspect because, you know, I've always been healthy. And I've, you know, for the last probably 5-10 years of my life, I've really focused on health in the sense of making sure that I eat the right foods, making sure that I cut out the bad stuff, making sure I take my nutrition and all of that. And so that's healthy, and that's what we strive to be. But then that does not necessarily mean that one is in shape in the sense that you have the stamina to really run. And that may not happen. You may not need that. You know, but can you walk, you know, 30 minutes and feel good? Can you, you know, do the basic things to maintain optimal health and being in shape? And, you know, I feel like when we look at, like, athletes, for instance, you know, especially these professional athletes, we look at them and we say, they're in really good shape or they must be really healthy. And certain ones are both, and that's what you want to strive to be. You want to strive to be healthy, but you also want to be in a level of shape where your body can help you in the time that you need. And also just to stay moving around and keep the bones moving, keep the joints moving, keep things lubricated. And, you know, being in shape is relative based on where you are in life. If you're 70, 80 years old, just to be able to go out for a 30-minute walk every day and enjoy it. You know, and then if you want to jog, if you can jog, if you go to the gym, because there are some. You know, my dad is 77. He still walks backwards for a mile and a half, and he still stands on his head. I mean, he does extreme things, and he's been doing it all his life. But he's in great shape, and he's also healthy. And that's the difference. You know, he fractured his heel about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and without drugs and surgery, in 12 weeks, he was back with a shoe at 76 years old at the time. So there is a difference in being just in shape and just being healthy as well. And a lot of people who are in shape aren't necessarily healthy. And, you know, if you look at especially sports, like you look at the NBA, Derrick Rose, hell of an athlete, great basketball player, is probably in great shape. You see him run up and down the floor. He's fast. He's quick. But is he healthy? He tends to have injuries, and a lot of times they're non-contact injuries. I don't necessarily mention football because football is a little bit different in the sense that you can get hit and break up something and hurt something. And that's one thing. And really, a lot of times that doesn't necessarily have to do with health. It just has to do with a freak accident or an issue that you fall or you get hit the wrong way. But when we see these athletes that have these non-contact injuries, that's something going on within the body. And that's not health. A lot of times, you know, they're missing a lot of nutrition. They're really malnutrition. And you have these teams that they have team doctors, they have nutritionists, they have trainers. But a lot of them either don't subscribe to that, or those team physicians and team doctors don't really understand nutrition. They understand health, but they'll tell you, you know, what to go and eat. But if anybody knows of a football player or knows of a basketball player, you've been to some of these training tables, that's what they call them. They have all different foods laid out. I mean, they miss every single thing you want to eat, and probably 10 times that you don't shouldn't eat. But, you know, everything is there for you. And, you know, there are times where, you know, you should pick out the healthy stuff, but that doesn't always happen. But when we talk about an athlete, they run up and down. They sweat. They jump. They dive. I mean, they do all of these high-level exercises or high-level activities that they're constantly wearing out the body. They're constantly getting rid of levels of nutrition. I mean, we sweat out nutrients. Most of the time we think sweat is just toxic. And sweat is somewhat toxic, but it's more of the soup that makes up our bloodstream. That's what sweat is. And so that's when we sweat, we're actually losing nutrition. And if you're not putting that back, or if you're just trying to put that back, you're not going to necessarily achieve that at the rate that you should. And that's why food is okay to eat. But supplementation is much better because now you can get nutrition, as we call it, based on body weight. That nutrition that you're getting, especially if you're taking it based on body weight, you're getting all the nutrients that you need. It's the same thing that they do in the animal industry. They give them nutrients. They give them vitamins. They give them minerals. And then you have your food. And food from there is just value added. So that way, if you eat a salad and you're supposed to get a certain amount of minerals, you know, our body needs 60 minerals every day. You eat a salad. A salad pretty much has 3 minerals because it only takes 3 minerals to grow a plant. That's phosphorus, potassium, and nitrogen. And so now you had a wonderful salad, you're still 57 minerals short. So where are you getting those minerals from? Where are you getting those vitamins from? And really, once we finish eating, we don't know how much nutrition we actually got. We know we got some nutrition, but we don't know how much we actually physically got when we eat food. So that's the point of supplementation. That's the point of taking your nutrients first and then adding in food so that you're assured that you're going to get what you need. And a lot of athletes don't do that. You know, they're suffering from a lot of these debilitating injuries. They can't be healthy because their body is just nutritionally deficient. Are they in great shape? Absolutely. But they can only run up and down for so long. They can only do things for so long, and then the body breaks down. And when you look at the ones that do a little bit more than that, those are the ones that stay around. And so I really went and looked at a couple of different athletes and what they're really doing. And Tom Brady, who we have a personal relationship with through Longevity, one of our biologists was his college roommate, Sanjeev Javia. And so, you know, Sanjeev talks about how Tom Brady actually has a whole staff dedicated to his supplementation regimen. And that's how he's able to play at such a high level at 40 years old and not get hurt. And when I say get hurt, I'm talking about not taking a hit. I'm talking about the non-contact injuries that happen at that age, or the pulling of the hamstring, the tearing of the Achilles tendons, and, you know, your elbow, throwing your elbow out, throwing the shoulder out. You don't hear those issues from him. And that's because he is on a high-level nutrition regimen. You know, he has nutrition especially formulated for him. And so he's one that really understands that he has to be in shape, but he also has to be healthy. And probably most of us are faster than Tom Brady running. You know, if you watch him run, but he's very good at what he does. He's very good at throwing the ball. He's very good at making it through a whole season. you know, and he's very good at staying healthy. And, you know, they also, of course, put people around him so that, you know, he can still maintain himself at a high level. But that's just one of the things that when you look at what's the difference between high-level athletes and some of the ones that are high-level but don't stay healthy. And so he has a nutrition regimen that's out of this world. He has an eating regimen that is out of this world. And during football season, he eats the same things every single day. He has the same foods that he eats day in and day out. He has the same supplements that he takes day in and day out because he knows what works well with his body. And once you understand what works really well with your body, then you're able to do things that you need to do so that your body can continue to heal itself, so your body can continue to recover from a lot of things that go on day to day. And so that's one of the reasons why you look at him, he's very healthy. He's very sick in how his body functions and how his body works. And then also you have somebody like LeBron James. LeBron James has a wonderful supplementation regimen. He takes a lot of amino acids. He takes a lot of minerals and vitamins. And it's natural stuff. So it's not something that, you know, the NBA can come back and say that, you know, you can't take this and you can't do this. And so he understands that for him to make it a whole season of 82 games plus the playoffs, he needs to do a lot more. And, you know, it's crazy that Gatorade, they, of course, are the biggest sponsor for most of your athletics. And so they have their bottles, and that's what you see them on the sideline with. But I'm sure that they have, and this is just me speaking, but I'm sure that they have other things in those bottles besides Gatorade. Because Gatorade only has two nutrients in it. Gatorade does not have enough nutrition to put back what we need. Powerade doesn't have it. Vitamin water doesn't have it. And so if we just, and that's one of the things, that's one of the differences that we really have to understand. We see something, but we have to really pay attention to what it is we're looking at. We see his Gatorade. We see the Gatorade jug. We see the Gatorade bottles. We see some of the clear water bottles, the water bottles they're drinking out of, and some colored drink. And we may just assume that it's Gatorade, but it's not a lot of cases. It's vitamins and minerals. It's a mineral drink, a vitamin drink. It's putting back what their body needs so they can recover. I know we have Rebound, which Theo Ratliff, if you've heard of him, he used to play for the 76ers and Lakers, and he played 11 years in the NBA, but he was only going to play about 4 years because he was so broke up. And then he realized that he needed and found out through Mike Glenn, who used to play for the Atlanta Hawks for many years, that, you know, you need nutrition. You need more than just drinking some Gatorade. You need to put the nutrients back in your body. When you put the nutrients back in your body, that's what causes you to recover. That's what causes your body to rebuild itself and heal itself. And so after about his fourth or fifth year, he was about done. He went on to play more years and still played at a high level, led the league and blocked shots and all of that. And there's a sports drink that's patterned after him called Rebound. And that has 100 nutrients in it, as well as 75 minerals in it. So this is something that I drink. This is something that my 8-year-old son drinks. Because when we work out, you don't just want to drink water, although water is great for hydration, but also without the nutrients, and you're just drinking water, you're diluting your nutritional reserves. So, you know, you can drink water, and you should drink water, but we also need to mix in the nutrition, because without the nutrition, we will dilute the reserves, and the body starts to starve the nutrients. And if for whatever reason, we think that children don't need nutrition. You know, people might put their kids on a vitamin here or there, or just figure, oh, they're young, they're all right. And that's really not true. And if you look at a lot of these kids dying on the football field, you know, dropping dead on the basketball court, you know, they say, oh, they're out playing in the heat. Well, that's one thing, but they're dying of heart attacks, cardiomyopathy heart attacks, to be exact. That only comes from a deficiency in pretty much one mineral, and that's selenium. Selenium is very hard to get from food. And so that's one thing. If your child is playing in the sport, not only do you have to give them, you should give them all 90 nutrients, but the selenium is a big of those 90 nutrients because you have to protect their heart. You have to help them recover. You know, kids starting out playing sports now at 5, 6, 7 years old, and if they're playing football or basketball or really any sport, by the time they get to high school, they've been playing the same sport for 5, 10, 15 years. And then they got to go to college and do the same sport again. and then hope to make it to the pros. I mean, by the time they make it to the pros, they've been playing a sport for 15, 20 years. That's a long time. And with very little nutrition, with broken legs and broken arms and fractured this and hurt that. And we don't ever give them, we don't ever say, man, you hurt because of the nutrients that you're not getting. We just say, oh, it was a sports beat. Oh, he jumped and he came down. You know, that happened. But when you look at your high-level athletes, they're not hurt all. They've been playing this game as long as we've been watching the game. 15, 20 years, 25 years when you start as a kid. And they're still healthy. And they're probably as better now as they were when they were a kid because now they have what they need to be able to get nutrients. And nutrition is not expensive. You spend $8 a day on your health, you have a wonderful health plan. And I'm talking about $8 a day and giving yourself the nutrition back that you need. We do that at Chipotle. We do that at Starbucks. We do it at Chick-fil-A. And we said we don't think about it that way. But when somebody says, well, you know, how much is this particular nutrition regimen? Or how much do I need to do that for? And you tell them it's $200 or it's $250. And they're like, man, that's a lot of money. And then you tell them to sit down and say, okay, well, tell me what you spend every day when you go out for lunch. Or tell me what you spend every day when you go out for dinner. And you can find what people spend about between $7 and $14 a day in food. And if you took that and turned that into your nutritional regimen, you'll find that you don't need the food necessarily because you eat a lot less when your nutrients are right. When your body's got the nutrients it needs, it's not starving, so it's not asking you for nutrition. It's just saying, okay, I'm hungry, and you give it food because you're taking care of the other stuff through nutrition. And so when I started really paying attention to even myself in this healthy body transformation, I'm like, man, for as much as I sweat, for those who know me and know, you know, growing up, man, I used to sweat a lot and really had no nutrition to put back. Didn't know about it, didn't care to know about it. I mean, you just don't know what you don't know. And I feel like had I not, you know, run into longevity and run into Dr. Wallach and all the things that we had, I'd probably be dead now. Just the fact of sweat. I say that because when you sweat out your nutrition. And so I know I would have been grossly nutritionally deficient had I not, you know, found out that I needed these nutrients. And just look at the little nags that I had in my body. My knees hurt, you know, partially spraining your MCL and partially tearing your MCL and spraining your ACL. And, you know, it's just all these little things that start to happen. And you feel like, oh, I've been playing for a long time on this old age. But you really understand it once you start taking the nutrients that your body was just starting. And so now, because I've been, you know, on my nutrition for so long, working out and recovering from workouts is a lot easier. Man, I can work out and work out hard. And, you know, within 45 minutes to an hour, I feel really good. Take a shower, and you know, I don't have to worry about that Charlie horse coming at 2 o'clock in the morning because that Charlie horse is a calcium deficient. And so I take my calcium every day, my magnesium, my vitamin D3. So I understand that I'm not getting the cramps in my fingers and in my toes and in the bottom of my feet like I used to. I don't have the plantar fasciitis like I used to because I understand that that's a calcium deficient. And so these are all the things that you combat when you start taking nutrition. I know that I don't get the headaches or the cravings for sugar like I used to get, especially after working out, because why? I was sweating out chromium and vanadium and those other cofactors that you need to balance blood sugar, but I wasn't putting anything back. So you had that craving for something sweet. And then you go get something sweet and you just undone what you did when you worked out. And so every now and again, well, I have something sweet, but yeah, I can have a vegan cookie and absolutely love it. And that's like great for me. You know, I can have have some gluten-free snack and love it. You know, and that's the thing that you realize that when you get to a place of getting in tune with your health, getting in shape is a little bit easier. Now granted, you still have to go through the mental aspect of physically getting up and going to do it every day. That's the hard part. But once you start, your body continues to ask you for more every day. It asks you for more. Like, all right, I'm good. Come on, let's go. And then you'll get to a point where that snowball starts to roll downhill, and that's when it gets late, and you're like, man, I haven't worked out today, or I haven't done this yet. I need to go and do it. And you physically get up and you go do something. I don't care if you just do 10 push-ups. Your body's not going to feel good within your mind if you don't go do something. And that's where I get to the point now that I feel like I have to do something every day. And so one of my homeboys, Corey Black, you know, big shout out to him because he's starting, he's working on a documentary called From Fat to Fit. And, you know, he's taking everybody with him. He wants everybody to know that you don't have to be fat, that you can get fit. And he's got a wonderful platform. He's doing a wonderful thing. And he started this challenge yesterday. It's a 21-day ad challenge. And so I'm going to add that to my workout. So for 21 straight days, every night before you go to bed, you do 50-second plank, you do 50 crunches, 50 mountain climbers, and 50 scissor lifts. And, you know, the best one, the one who's getting at the end of the 21 days, you know, whoever got the best results is the one that wins. And I love that because it's about results. You don't have to post a picture every day. You don't have to show nobody what you're doing or halfway show them what you're doing and you're not really doing it. It's the results. And that's what we're really all after at the end of the day. And so I'm proud of everybody who's been out here that's grinding, that's really working on their health, that's getting better, that's feeling better, that's looking better because, you know, it's nothing like being in good health. It's nothing like being in good shape. And then it's so much easier to live your passion and your dreams because once you can tell your mind to do something like that every day, stay in shape, stay healthy, let's work out, let's take our nutrients. It's the mundane things that seem so easy that we don't end up doing every day. And if we can get a handle on some of those things, then we're so much better in the sense of other things in our life, other aspects in our life. And I think that's something that's helped me with some of the procrastination that I've had and tend to still have. Is doing things like that, you know, showing up every day for myself and taking responsibility for things that, you know, may not necessarily be your responsibility, but you've made your responsibility, or things that are your responsibility, saying, you know what, I got to get this done no matter what. And you have that mindset because your mindset has already been about the grind every day. I got 66 days of this healthy body transformation, and I'm 45 days in. And so, you know, I got about 20 days left. But that's going to continue now because once you do something for 66 days, it becomes a habit. So if you can set your clock to do something for 66 days and you actually do it, you'll find that you can't stop doing it. And that's the goal. And so now, you know, this 21-day ad challenge is something that I add to what I'm already doing. And that'll get me through another 20 days. 21 days. And so that'll take me about to the end of my challenge on my healthy body transformation. So it kind of came in at a good time. But find that thing for yourself, whatever it is. But also, you know, physically is great. But reading, man, find something good to read that's going to nourish your soul. You know, personal development is something that we don't ever really talk about. And when you look at a lot of these athletes and you see what they do in the off season, the ones who are in really good shape, the ones who are really healthy, you'll find that they do things that are rejuvenating. You'll find that they do things that feed their mind, that stimulate them. And that's big. You know, so for me, you know, I hated reading books. I mean, and really I think it's, and I really think a lot of kids, unless you grew up in a household where you read all the time and you were told to read, you don't, and even if you did then, you still may not necessarily like reading. And I found it was just because of what I was reading. You know, it was what they were giving me to read, whether it been in school, whether it was go get a book and read it. You know, not really pointing to what your passion is. And so that's another thing. If you struggle with reading or you never really like to read, find things you're passionate about and read about those things. Even if it's magazine articles, just read about something. Because what that does is it stimulates your mind. And, you know, I'm not saying you believe everything you read, but what I also am saying is it opens up questions and thoughts for you to be able to answer for yourself. And that's why reading, to me, is extremely important, especially in this healthy body transformation. And reading good things that help with mental clarity. You know, a lot of times when I go to bed at night, I'll turn on YouTube and I'll listen to a sleep meditation. And a sleep meditation may be just music. It may be somebody speaking. But what it's doing is it's talking to your subconscious because a lot of the issues we have are in our subconscious mind. It's not in our daily conscious mind, but they root, they sprout out of our subconscious mind. And so what do you do to talk to your subconscious mind differently? And so when you're about to go to sleep, and that's one of the things that I do, I'll listen to one of those sleep meditations. So I fall asleep with my earbuds in my ear pretty much every night. Having one of those sleep meditations on. And that really helps because you wake up with a clear mind. And so you got to feed this every day. I mean, you know, growing up how we grow up and growing up in the world we're in now, there's so much negativity around us. So every chance you can get to interject something positive, to help positivity, to help you feel better, you have to do that every single day. Because if you don't, you're just going to succumb to the stress of life and the stress of all the things that happen to us day to day. And the stress that happens to the people around, the things that happen to the people around us day to day that stress us out. Watching our families go through things, watching our kids go through things, you know, it can be hard. Watching our friends go through things, even the stuff that we have to go through, whether it's our fault or just somebody else's fault that we have to deal with. Either way, it's your fault because you have to deal with things that happen to you. And depending on how much you let them get to you, that's your fault. And that's some of the things that, you know, here in my reading here lately, you know, that's been saying, you know, it's you and how you deal with things. You have to manage your energy. Manage where you put your energy. You know, and also you have to understand that things come and hit you from every direction. But how you deal with it, it's your fault. Whether you deal with it in a bad way or whether you deal with it in a good way. Either way, it's up to you. And that's what personal development helps me with. Is taking issues and situations and seeing how my role in those situations caused that situation to get how it is, not the person that's outside of that situation, because you only control you. And if everybody can figure out how to control themselves and pay attention to what their stake in a situation is, then it's a lot better. But we really have to... in transformation, you have to look at it all ways around. And then spiritually, you know, that's whatever your vice is. You know, it's Christianity, it's Buddhism, you're Muslim, whatever it is. That's something that you have to touch every single day. You have to touch that. You have to be aware of that. You have to be in that moment. And that spirituality is what feeds the soul and nourishes the soul to keep you attached. And once you're grounded and attached, you know, that's the third part. And so when we talk about health and the difference in being in shape and being healthy, health is a three-part thing. It's mental, it's physical, and it's spiritual. It's not just, oh, I run a lot or I eat well. It's all of us. And that's the difference. And when you talk to a lot of high-level athletes, and you look at the things that they do, they have a level of balance in those three areas. They're aware in those three areas. Where if you're just in shape, you just out running around, looking good, maybe hoping to feel good and feeling good, but you're not touching base with all the other parts of what healthy is about. And so the goal at the end of the day is to be healthy, but also be in shape. But if you're in shape, you can get healthy, and if you're healthy, you can get in shape, and that's what it takes. It takes both, and it takes a consciousness to deal with it every single day and to do it every single day. And so that's one of the things, and one of the reasons why this healthy body transformation has been big for me, because I want to get into more seeking, you know. And so, you know, I've said, you know, I got to go start going to Toastmasters meetings. I got to start going to different meetings, and then I get the opportunity to go to a meeting. It's like, it's amazing, because once you start to project the things that you truly want in life, you'll find out how things get to line up, how things line up, and just start coming your way. And that's one of the things, how you know you're in purpose and how you know you're walking in your goal, is because doors will start to open for you. And like Les Brown says, he says, don't ever worry about the how. You just keep doing. And the more you keep doing and the more you keep pushing for what you really want, things will continue to happen. So, you know, I look at, you know, just doing a radio show, you know, starting out, well, just doing a radio segment, you know, now doing a whole radio show, now Facebook Live, now, you know, being able to go to Toastmasters meetings, and now being able to focus more on speaking, focus more on getting out and doing the things that I love to do. and that's really, you know, what it's all about. And figuring out how to always be, you know, the best parent you can be. You know, I mean, there's a lot. And when you're chasing your dream and you're living your dream, and, you know, you want your children to see that. Because at some point in time, you want them to be able to go and do the same thing. And it means a lot of sacrifice. It means a lot of times you're not there. And it means a lot of it. But there's learning in all of it. And there's no particular right or wrong way. It's just what it is. But as long as you're in touch and, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're doing what you think the right thing is to do, that's all you can do. But we have to focus. We have to push. And we have to stay on course of what it is that we want to do with our life. And, you know, again, that healthy body transformation helps get you there because you're balancing all the different aspects from physical, mental, and spiritual all together. And you're doing the things that needed to be done. And so as I close and talking about how, you know, we really have to focus on our bodies and staying in shape and all of that, we also have to focus on the things that allow us to feel great and the things that allow us to be who we are in the space that we are in and making the best of that space. And so if there's anybody, you know, who has any particular questions, you can comment the question and I'll respond to it, or you can inbox me. If you're on the radio, you can press 1 and I will bring you on and you can ask your question. Or, you know, if you want to inbox me or call me directly, you know, my phone number is 919-599-0916. And if there's anything that I can do to help, or if you have any comments or tips to help me, you know, it's all about us learning. So I would appreciate it. You know, I love the dialogue. I love being able to go back and forth and just really challenge one another to be great. And so that's, you know, to not have an ego and to be able to shout out people who are doing wonderful things and give credit where credit is due. You know, that's what it's all about for me. And I'm excited to see people doing well, and I'm excited to see people doing the things that they love to do. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And if you're just waking up every day living somebody else's dream, and you're okay with that, that's fine. But if you're not, we got to do something different. So I appreciate everybody joining. We'll be back here next Tuesday, ready to go. And, you know, just thank you for the support, you know. But also, hopefully, something that I said today may have been valuable to you and you've gotten value out of it. And if you heard something today that somebody else should have heard, just share it. Share the video, share the call, share whatever it is that you feel the need to share, because you never know what someone might say or do today that can affect millions of people tomorrow. And, you know, as I close, I like to, you know, shout out John Bryan, my good friend, who started out this journey with me on the radio and is still pushing me today. And though he's not here physically, he's here in spirit. And my mom for giving me my why. Now, I had no idea she was giving me my why, but as I started to pay attention and listen, and she said, this cancer thing, don't let this happen to anybody else. You know, that was a big deal for me. And I didn't know what she meant. And I didn't know how to do whatever it was I was supposed to do, but 8 months later, I got my answer. And so I've been pushing ever since. That was 2011. And I got the clarity. I started to understand and research and read to find out what it was I needed to know. And, you know, I felt comfortable enough 3-4 years ago to start talking to the world about it. So, you know, it's all about that journey. It's all about that passion. And until you live that, you're not living your best life. I can tell you that. Because we all have something that we're purposed here to do. And if you get through life and you haven't done it, you've done the world a disservice because it was only supposed to come from you. So with that being said, I look forward to seeing everybody next week. Thank you so much. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the rest of your week. Do something productive every day. Do something towards your dream every day. And do all the other things from the mental and the physical and the spiritual. Y'all have a good night. Thank you.